Hello, my loves. I wanted to spend some time today to look at writing as a path to your soul, specifically your creative sexual expression parts of your soul. I want to talk a little bit about my experience as an erotica author and how it has helped me heal a lot of the, I'm just going to say, the negative aspects of my sexuality or what I was raised to believe about being a sexual human. And look at and share with you the ways that I am able to show up better for myself, for my partners, show up with more confidence, more safety in my experience, and communicate what it is that I want and need with clarity and kindness. I also have three, I'm just going to call them bullet points, three things for you to try if you're interested to go deeper into your sexual expression and use storytelling as a way to connect with yourself, heal your parts of your sexuality that you're feeling uncomfortable with, or things that you were raised to believe as well that don't necessarily serve you. So grab your journal, grab a snack, grab some water, or whatever you want to drink. Before I launch into everything, I want to share with you too that I am still writing erotic love notes. So if you would like one, I'd love to write one for you. They are $33. You can message me on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes. Just send me a DM that says love note. What I do is tune into your sexual creative energy, and I craft a beautiful expression of your energy that I pick up on, and send it straight to your email inbox. I am also still doing tarot readings, so you are welcome to ask a general question, a general reading, or ask me a question. Those are $20, same deal. Send me a DM on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes. They are $20, and I will send you a voice note. So I'll send you a reading and a voice note on Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, we can work something. If you don't want to receive voice notes on Instagram, let me know. We can work something else out. Okay. So my experience with writing erotica, once I started to use it, it became okay. Let me back up. After my partner passed away, because I started writing because of him to explore our sexual connection. So he passed away. I didn't write about sex for a long time. I think it took me around 6 to 9 months to start really writing about sex again. And it became less about another person and more about me looking at myself. What I found when I was writing was that a lot of my shame was being reflected back to me through the characters I was writing. What I learned as I did that, I would notice that I'm like, oh, this character's like having this experience, or they're having these thoughts. And I'm like, oh, I have these thoughts, right? Like, this is a lot of my experience. I would take what I was feeling from the character, hearing from the character, and I would explore it in my journal. So I would unpack a lot of that shame or those negative feelings. You're like, well, why am I feeling this way? Why is this coming up right now? What is this tension in my body? So I was asking myself a lot of questions that required me to go deeper into myself and get down to what that eventually would reveal is what is actually true for me. What do I believe? Not what was I told to believe? What does society say to believe? Religion say to believe? What do I actually believe? It's almost like I was alchemizing the narratives that were just placed on me without my permission, right? So the more I wrote, the more this happened, I would see more and more things come up. And I'm like, okay. So as that was happening, I would take everything to my journal and start to unpack it again. And like, where did this come from? Why do I feel this way? What is this tension? What does my body want me to know? What's true? What's real? What do I want? Because sometimes there's a disconnect between what we know is true and real and what we want to move into. And it's like, how do we fill that space in between that? Like, if you know something about yourself, but you're raised to believe something else, there's this gap, right? There's a disconnect between what it is that you want and you're moving to and what you actually believe. So how do you fill that gap? How do you get to the other side of that? And it's staying present with yourself and continuing to stay on top of the ways that you disconnect or dissociate or the negative thoughts that flood into your mind, whether you are engaging sexually or you are dating or you're writing or you're doing something creative. It's really staying as present as possible with your thought process, with your actions. What is your body doing? So for me, it has started in my mind with writing. And then I move that into more of groundedness, safety, and presence in my body. I have also noticed with things that I am wanting to experience sexually or wanting to say to someone, I will usually test drive this inside dialogue with my characters. So it's like if I'm feeling like, oh, I want this specific thing, or I want to receive something in a certain way, how am I going to practice that through dialogue inside a piece of erotica? So what that does is it helps me to get clear on what it is I'm going to say. And then it helps me get it out because I'm getting it out onto the paper. And then I can intuit the other person's response. And I mean, we hope things go well, right? We hope that we're sleeping with people who really love us and respect us. Doesn't always work that way, but with writing, there's an opportunity to look at things from different angles and look at, like, if it doesn't go well, how would you like to handle that? Is there a boundary there that maybe you need to walk away from this experience with this person, or maybe you need, there's a compromise that can be made, you know? It really helps you look at, or at least in my experience, it helped me look at what I'm available for. Before I move on to the three options that I want to give you when it comes to like, yeah, connecting with your own sexual expression, I want to say that writing is, for me, it's been one of the safest ways for me to explore myself and explore my inner world. And in that safety, that is where my healing and confidence has come from after that. A lot of times people tell me, you know, I've said this before on the podcast, where people are afraid to start. And I get it. I totally get it. I was too. Sometimes I'm still afraid to start. Lord, there's still things that roll around in my mind. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to say this yet. And that's okay. It's totally okay. Sometimes we have to write around the thing before we actually make our point. The other thing too with the safety is the learning to trust your voice. So yes, there can be fear, yes, there can be nervousness, but that's not the whole of who you are. And you do learn as you practice to trust your voice. And you know, you eventually learn to override that negative inner critic that says that you can't do the thing or you shouldn't do the thing. So, I have three ways to get started and explore your inner world and your sexuality. So, the first one sounds very, very simple, very basic, but it's usually the hardest thing. And it's creating time and space for you to sit down and actually do this. And a lot of time I can feel it. A lot of y'all want to get real OCD with getting your space all perfect and having like everything done before you actually sit down and write, like all the dishes, all the laundry, all the things, everything has to be done before I sit down and do this. And I get it. I do. I'm sitting next to a pile of laundry as we speak, and I'm looking at it like, I know, but I wanted to talk to you first. I wanted to create this podcast first. The laundry is going to be here. I'm going to do it, but I want to talk to you first. So it's just having a space that's generally clear for you to sit down and write. Pick a time that's best for you. For me, it's morning. It's right when I wake up. For you, it might be right when you want to go to, right before you go to sleep. Look at your natural rhythms. Don't just do something because someone tells you to do it. What works for you? If you're brand new to this, I would say set a timer for 20 minutes. And if you're not new to this, you can set, you don't have to set a timer. I personally do not, unless I'm feeling very, very scattered, and I will write in 20-minute increments if I'm feeling too scattered. So again, if you're brand new, it's going to be the timer for 20 minutes. Write a paragraph. Just one. Just going to write a paragraph. Begin with your present feelings. It can be about the day. If you want to launch straight into something you want to explore sexually or something you're feeling about your sexuality, go there. If that feels like too big of a jump, you're just going to start with how you feel right now. How does your heart feel? How does your mind feel? How does your body feel? Write a sentence or two. That'll be your paragraph. And then you're done. Again, if you want to go deeper and you want to really explore something about your sexuality, about a belief, about, something someone told you or an about experience you had, go there. While you're there, regardless of what path you choose to take with this, pay attention to how your body is feeling. Are you holding a lot of tension? Are your shoulders like trying to climb up into your ears? Are your hips starting to get really tight? Are you like, I would recommend actually handwriting this instead of typing because of your mind to hand connection. Are you gripping your pen or pencil like really, really tightly? Just notice what your body's doing without shame, without judgment. We're just noticing. There can be a lot of drama around starting. Once again, there's, all the other things in life that you feel like have to get done. Like I said, the laundry, the dishes, all of that. And that the fear of sounding stupid, the fear of having nothing to say, the fear of getting it wrong. None of it's wrong. You're not stupid. You're not going to sound stupid. You are learning, you are practicing, and you are beginning. And nobody gets it right, right? Not even, again, this is not about right or wrong, but there's no such thing as like a perfect first draft, right? And this is just a practice. This is just for you to connect with yourself. So the second point is write what you know. My favorite author, Melissa Phoebos, wrote a book, I believe it's called Body Work. She hosted a workshop that I went to 5 years ago. And one of the prompts she gave us is still one of my most favorite prompts. So I have to tell you too. And the prompt is write your sexual life story in three sentences. And you can zoom out or in as much as you want with that. But it really helps you like hone in like what's grabbing your attention, what wants your attention. What's very real for you? She also suggests doing this multiple times, like doing it 3 to 5 times and just seeing what else comes up. I can't remember how, I want to say I zoomed in the first time I did it, and then the second round I zoomed out. I might have that flip-flopped, but for you, just see what, like literally write the very first thing that comes to your mind. Do not overthink it. Even if it is a fragment of a sentence, allow that to be a fragment of a sentence. So we're writing what we know. What comes to you first? Very first thing that comes to your mind, that's what you're going for. And then Melissa Phoebos's prompt of writing your sexual life story in three sentences. This will also give you some information about where, if you want to write erotica, where would you like to start? You know, if you're looking at your own life, can you take pieces or aspects of your life and put it into a story, whether you want to write fiction or nonfiction? This is going to give you like a landing point. And from that landing point, you're like, okay, where would I like to go from here? So the last point I want to make is you're going to take what you know and you're going to choose your own adventure. So we've landed with the sexual life story in three sentences. We have looked at your feelings, your present feelings, and or your feelings about your sexuality, depending on how deep you want to go with this. And so now we're like, what adventure would you like to go on? There's an opportunity here to rewrite your narrative. If you don't like what you were raised with, you don't like the experiences you've had, how would you like it to go for you? How do you want to feel? What does safety feel like for you? What does comfort feel like? What does your yes feel like? And what does your no feel like? When have you overridden your boundaries? When did you not speak up fast enough? Where are you holding just like a lifetime of tension in your body? A left, I feel a lot of you are very, very tight and very, very nervous. And that is okay. That is okay. There's an opportunity here, like I said, to rewrite your narrative. I find that storytelling helps me to ease a lot of uptightness that I also feel, sometimes still feel. Because with the story, there your focus can be spread out a little bit more. You can be focusing on like developing the narrative of the story if you are writing fiction. I mean, this is true for nonfiction as well, but if you're writing fiction, you can create an entire world that is different from what you have experienced. Think about something that would be fun to explore. Maybe there's an act, like a sex act you want to experience that would be fun, or a kink or a fetish that maybe you feel too afraid to talk about, or you haven't shared, or maybe you did share and you receive some shame from that. Because you're the one writing the story, it can go however you want it to go. But really looking at what would feel the best to you, how would you like it to go for you? So the point is, with all of these extravaganzas, it's to develop trust not only with yourself and your voice, but also trusting your desire and really who you are in your sexuality. Because the sexual, like our sexual energy and our creative energy is the same thing. It does require your presence and your vulnerability and who you actually are, not who you were told to be, but who you actually are. And that's what makes you so ridiculously magnetic, irresistible. It's you being in your fullness. And so, if you're feeling like you're not really experiencing that and it feels really difficult, again, we're going to start. This is just starting with writing. And as you write, as you practice, you'll learn more and more about yourself, and you'll have more opportunities to really dive in and feel into who you are, which is beautiful and amazing and wonderful. And I'm really excited for you. Send me DMs on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes. Let me know how this goes for you. Again, if you want an erotic love note and or a tarot reading, also tell me. In the DMs, Strawberry Smut Cakes, you want a love note or you want a tarot reading, also tell me how this goes for you. I will talk to you later.